Blog Talk Radio.
How does it work? Faith. Now, we all know that Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, faith is the reality of what is hoped for, the proof of what is not seen. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. But we also know that the Webster Dictionary says faith is an allegiance to duty, loyalty, fidelity to one's promise, belief and trust in and loyalty to God, belief in the traditional doctrines of religion, firm belief in something for which there is no proof, complete trust. Something that is believed, especially with strong conviction, a system of religious beliefs. Faith. I asked you, what is it? We just found out what it is. And why do we need it? Where does it come from? And how does it work? Well, we know that faith is something that we cannot see, but it's something that's in our inner core of our being. It's in our discernment. It's in our mind. It's in our hearts. It's in our spirit. It's a word that has a very powerful meaning. Yet, we can't have it as something that's dense that we can just grab. It's something that we know that is. But it's not an object. It's nothing that we go to. But it's a very, very, very important word in our lives. Now, I decided to do this show tonight. Well, I always let the Holy Spirit tell me what show to do. And the Holy Spirit led me tonight because I've been having a little trouble with faith. I have a lot of faith. I know what it is. I know why I really need it. And I know where it comes from. It comes from God. He gives it to us through the Holy Spirit. And I know how it works. It works by us grabbing on to it, never letting it go, never doubting, always knowing, thanking Him in each moment as we live through this faith. But yet, my worries begin to creep through. My doubts begin to creep through. And I had to ask myself, don't you have faith? Whenever we're going through a change in our lives or adversaries in our lives, and as I tell myself, every year as I get older, I go through this growth. I feel myself growing, and things get kind of uncomfortable around me, and I really need to just dig deep and understand that it's just growing pain, and it's very challenging for me. But I know that when God puts something in my mind, I've always been the type of person that says, if God gives you that thought, He brings you to it. He's going to bring you through it. That's the way it is. But the problem that humans have is we can't see. How? We can't see the picture like a television, like a movie. We can fast forward now. We have DVRs and TiVos. So now we can skip all the commercials, tape something, go back to it, skip the commercials, and get to the end faster than we could if we were to watch it in real time. So this instant gratification is getting quicker and quicker for us as humans. And it becomes harder and harder for us to understand when we need to just be patient and have faith. Because God is working all the time. We know every day when we wake up and we're breathing in this air and our body is working and our minds are working that something had to have happened. Someone greater than us, our God, woke us up this morning. And we're supposed to wake up with the urgency of gladness and think that he had something for us to do. So we have to understand that we have to listen to his Holy Spirit to understand that he's telling us what to do. We don't know. It's not like watching a movie. It's not like watching the TV. It's like your whole being, your whole body, believing and knowing, you know? If you've ever watched a child, or if a child ever came to you and said they wanted something, and someone, a child that you really love, maybe your child, your godchild, your niece and nephew, your grandchild, someone that you're close to, and they came to you, and they're relying on you because you're the adult, and so you've lived longer than they have, so they're relying on you to be an adult and to grant them what it is that they're asking. It could be something as simple as a drink of water or something as great as a bicycle. But you know that they asked you for this because they believed that you're the person that can get it for them. They don't know, but they believe. They can't see, but they believe. And that's how our Father wants us to feel. He wants us to be like childlike when we're having this faith in what it is he's going to do in our lives. We need this faith because we can't see him. We need this faith because the Holy Spirit exists and it is working from the time we're born. There's a plan for our lives, and in order for that plan to be carried out, we have to live our lives. We have to know that God is working. He didn't say, okay, we're born today and we're going to die tomorrow. He didn't say we're born today and in 1 year's human time we're going to grow and we're going to live our entire life within 1 year of human time. He did not say that. He said we would have 7 scores, 7. So he knew that our lives were already planned out. He knows what our lives are all about. He has purposed us on this earth to do something. And the only way that we can carry this out is to have faith and understand that faith is something we're not going to ever see. It's something that's put in our guts. It's in our belief. It's in our lives. We can grab onto it and hold on to it, but it's not going to take up any space. It's not going to weigh us down. We can't smell it. We can't taste it. We can only live by it. That's what it is. It's something we just know without a doubt that God is our Father, and he's there, and he never, ever, ever leaves us. And he just wants us to understand that. he tells us, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed. Does anyone know? Has anyone ever seen a mustard seed? To see how small it is. He just wants you to have faith the size of a mustard seed. You don't question that child when he comes to you and says, can I have a cup of water or a bicycle? You don't say, how big is that in your mind that you really believe that I'm going to give it to you? You don't say, is it the size of a mustard seed? It doesn't matter, because in their mind, that's what they want, and they're coming to you to get it. So God is telling us to have faith. Even if it's the size of a mustard seed, it still means you have faith. It still means that you're going to him, believing that he's going to deliver what you're asking for. Now, it may not come in the ribbon or the color that you asked for. It may not come at the time that you think it's going to come. But he will give it to you. He will give you all of your needs. It may not be a cup of water. It may be a cup of juice. It may not be a bicycle. It may be a motorbike. It may be a scooter. It may be a pair of skates. We don't know that. But we do know that if there is a need, if we are thirsty, he will quench our thirst. If we have desires in our hearts, he will give us that desire. And if we allow him to have will in our lives, he will give us everything that we need in order for that will to line up with what he's already predestined for us in our lives. So faith, it encompasses a lot of things, a lot of things. And I'm praying through this time in my life that I do nothing but have faith. Because of my Christianity and my belief in God. Because it's very important that I read the Word of God and that I understand the Word of God. And I understand how important faith is. When Jesus was on his earth, he taught a lot about faith. He gave a lot of parables to the disciples about faith. He showed them where people they never expected had more faith than people that they just thought were great. He explained to them, it doesn't take a great person to understand what faith is. It doesn't take a great person to see how it works. Because it works in all of us through Christ. We don't need to be rich. We don't need to be intelligent. We just need to know that God is God. That's how it works. That's where it comes from. It comes from God. The Holy Spirit fills it with us, to where we shouldn't have any doubt. We shouldn't have any worries. We should get up every day knowing that we are doing something that God has planned for us to do. He has put that breath in our bodies, and he's waking us up, knowing that we're one day closer to his glory, to his satisfaction, to his will. We have to understand it. We have to live by that faith, because that's all we have. Now, when I placed this advertisement on my board, my Facebook board, I got some response. Different people were saying different things about what they thought faith was. And I understand that, you know. We all know that it comes from the Bible. Most of the comments were exactly what the Bible says. Faith is something we cannot see. We just know. We just know that we know. We know that every day that we wake up, there is a purpose for our being here. There is a purpose, and it is nothing that is better than knowing that our Father in heaven, with his grace and his mercy, has given us this purpose. So I'm struggling here, you know. I'm struggling with every day I wake up, I'm having a pity party because I'm not getting to where I thought I should be, or things are not going the way I thought they should go. I'm trying to fast forward that DVR to get there, not understanding that God already has it. And by having faith, I'm understanding that he wants the best for me. And maybe today is not the day that the best is going to come. And if I hurry through, then I won't receive what he has for me. I will only receive what man has for me. And I know for a fact I'm never going to want what man has for me against what God has for me. I want what God has for me because I know it's everlasting. I know it's better than what any man can do for me. So I'm learning to have patience because I have faith. I know what it is. I know I need it. I know where it comes from. And I know how it works. So I'm praying every day that I focus on my faith and not on what I see and not on what I don't see. Because faith has nothing to do with what I see and what I don't see. If it's not what I want, if it's not there, then I know it's coming. Then I know it's not supposed to be right now. Then I know that's not the best for me. Because when God has it, it is the best for me. So right now I have callers. I had a caller. I'm not sure. Harriet, I'm not sure if you were there. I'm not sure if you were having technical difficulties, but I saw you there, and I thank you for calling in tonight. And then now I see I have another call on the line. Let's see. Caller 213-222, are you there?
Amen. Good evening, Terry. You know, that's interesting, what you just said, you know. And I had myself personally having gone through the same thing, waking up in the morning and Satan attacking my mind. After I've been very prayerful at night, and I immediately turned to him and asked the Holy Spirit to take over my thoughts. But for all you listeners, Isaiah 55:8-9, it says, your thoughts are not my thoughts, and your ways are not my ways. And as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts.
Amen.
Amen. And our time is not his time. And that what he puts us through every day, our impatience, that I've come to learn and being the most patient person ever all my life. I've had to learn it and trust. There's a fine line between belief and, well, trust and faith, belief and faith. It is what it is. But I just want to share a story. There was a time before I came to know the Lord as I do now. I was in a job where I was praying. I wanted a promotion, put it that way. And I wasn't in the Word. But when there was another woman up against me, and she had, and I talked with her, and she was like, I've just been praying. And I got really discouraged because my whole soul knew that belongs to my Father. Amen. Knew that if she's praying, then I'm out. I'm not even praying, doing something totally opposite. And so it was. You know, we don't always wake up the way, like you said, we're supposed to feel glad. Just know that. I don't want anyone being discouraged by that. Mm-hmm. Satan attacks in our sleep when we're tired, when we're sick, mm-hmm. or when you're doing everything right. Just know that's when the attack comes. And it,
right.
just remember, God does us like if you, any of you have children and you're teaching them to walk and they come towards you those first couple of steps. That's how God does us. They fall down. We don't scold
right.
them. We don't reprimand them. Do they get right back up? We pick them up and have them start right over again. That's how he does us. It's not always our way. Isaiah 55:11 also says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please So it may not be the prayer we sent up, but what we get back is what he pleases. And we have to be obedient. We have to know that he knows what's best for us. Just like you said, the fear of God is what all it takes for me. I fear him. I fear him, so I'm staying in order. I'm scared of him against anything else. Nothing else can harm me. He wants the best for me. And fear of the Lord is all that I need to keep me in faith. Fear him. Don't doubt him. It's impossible to please Satan. One more thing. It's impossible to please Satan without fear. And it's impossible to please God without faith. That's what I have come to learn in my years. I'm sorry to cut you off, Terry.
Oh, that's okay. No, I was just saying, I think as humans, you know, when we do things a lot, and the same thing every day, repetitious, we begin to be complacent. And I think we get complacent with waking up every day. We're not understanding that is by the grace of God.
Amen.
Yeah. And when we have those gifts, at holidays, our birthdays and Christmas, we're excited about those gifts when we open them up. And that's how we should be in the morning when we get up. We should be excited that this is a gift, this breath, this air that we're breathing, the fact that we can open our eyes and get up out of the bed and not have any aches and pains or just be able to walk, get up and move and be in our right mind. That is a gift.
Amen.
And we should approach it as if we were to approach any tangible gift. And like I said, when we get up in the morning, I think, like you said, the enemy is right there to attack. You know, we're like, oh, I'm tired. Oh, I can't believe the alarm went off already. Oh, God, I need to look at the seat. You know, I'm not ready to face the day. Then I catch myself, if I lay there, then all these thoughts start coming about the past and the present. And I was reading something about faith. You cannot walk by faith if you continue to think about the past or the present or try to figure out the future, like I was saying earlier, the TiVo, you cannot get it in your mind. Yeah, you can't play your life in your mind. And we lay there before we get up and we just play our life in our mind. And the enemy gets in there and he tells us all these negative things. And before you know it, we don't even want to get up. You know,
chair and get a box of popcorn and just start watching the same movie over and over, and what good does that do you? Nothing.
Nothing.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Nothing.
Right. Not a thing.
And I'm gonna challenge myself when I wake up, because knowing that it's from God, and I'm gonna approach it with joy as if it was Christmas. As if it was my birth, as if I'm unwrapping the best gift I've ever gotten in my life. And if I were to do that each and every day, imagine how much energy that would come to me that would be a positive.
Exactly, Terry.
Good energy. And that's exactly.
And also know that it might not happen. You'd just be happy because nothing may happen. But that means he wants us to spend time with him. He likes attention. He loves it.
There it is.
He loves it. Bask in his presence. Let him fill your mind, your soul, your spirit. Mm-hmm. There's nothing. We control our thoughts. Ask the Holy Spirit to control our thoughts, because the thoughts can be cast down. And our thoughts, our mind can be our worst enemy, our best friend. We let God in, then we're good. He will not allow it to happen.
Right.
We have to remember this and stay in the Word.
And as I'm reading every morning, it's funny because I'm standing there reading, I'm praying, and then here comes Satan. In the midst of me praying, I'm like, how did he get in here?
Oh, yeah. Because you're doing the right thing.
There it is.
Because you know what he don't want you to do. That's why.
Right.
That's why. I laugh.
And it's interesting, you know, you have to start laughing and smiling, and then you go out in the world and people say, what you so happy about? Because I'm alive, because I'm here. And that means that God is in control of my life. He woke me up this morning, started me on my way. You know, that song. He woke me up. Mm. He started me on my way. And he just wants us to be about his business, which is what he wants us to do. Not what he wants the next person to do.
He wants that.
if I were just to concentrate on the joy of him putting breath into my life and what he wants me to do, then all the other stuff around me wouldn't bother me, and all the things that people are not doing concerning me would not bother me, because I know that God has it. God has it.
Mm-hmm. He
now,
got them. He's got you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he got it. He got it. And
it just,
I have to understand, I can't see his timing. I don't know his timing. I just know his love and his mercy and his
Amen.
Grace. That's all he
Amen.
Wants us to do, is know his love, his mercy, his grace. He doesn't need us to know what time, the hour, and the day. That's not up for us to know. That's for him to know. And we're trying
to figure out. My pastor says that. My pastor said something Sunday about that. He said, if you sit right in the room you're at right now and look as far as you can only see so far. God sees above, ends of the universe. We don't see like that. We're limited. He's given us more than he's given the angels. The angel can't go to Jesus and get to him. We can. He's given us that. Jesus didn't die for the angels. He died for us, the most precious gift. And we have to, that's the most precious gift. Just trust. Have you ever had somebody just show up and say they would be there, but you just knew they would be there? You have faith. If you get a flyer in the mail that says Sears got washing machines on sale for $5, you're going to call everybody, and you're going to show up at Sears, and you're going to believe that. But why don't people believe the word? That could be a misprint. But this is not. The last three verses in Revelation say if anybody changes or alters anything in those scrolls, he'll deal with them. So he will give us guidance. He will fulfill his word. I have faith, belief, all of that. If it takes him as long as he wants to, whatever, it's up to him. I give up. I give it to him.
Right.
I just give up. My way don't work.
In the meantime, I'm so busy worried about how long, and I'm not even understanding the moment in which I'm being, and that's a serious thing. I'm being right now. I'm being. So why am I so upset about being? Why am I so upset about breathing and being and not learning to enjoy the roses, enjoy the flowers right now? Why do I want them to get out the way so I can get to where I'm trying to go? Because he put them in my path. He put this day in my path for a reason. This day was ordered in my life before I was even born for a reason.
Amen.
And I'm just going to hurry through it to get to where I'm trying to go at.
Wow.
And not even understand that this moment right here is where I'm supposed to be.
Right.
Exactly
where he willed it.
There it is. Amen. And if we hold on to that and we just live and bask in that moment, then we won't even think about when the time passes, and guess what? We're there.
Right, exactly. And we feel like, oh, God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, God, you were right.
Exactly.
But he always
was.
There
you go.
You were right. We can't get in the way of him. Mm-mm.
So I thank you, Marianne. They're counting me down. I got a minute. 15 seconds left, and I appreciate your story. I appreciate your testimony, and we just got to keep the faith.
Amen. Amen.
So thank you so much.
Anytime.
Okay. God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Okay, guys, as I say every week, John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So grab on to that truth. Grab on to that faith. Rise and shine every morning with that faith and a smile on your face, and tell the devil to get behind thee. And understand that this is a gift that you've been given by God. That breath that you breathe is by God. And don't worry about what's going to happen that day. Just know. Know that you know without a doubt that day was given to you by the one and only.